Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, as everybody's getting ready, you know, for back to school, we got the parent orientation where we parents have to go to the school, and it always makes us groan. You know, I mean, as a student, I loved back to school. I loved it, you know, and I didn't really see my parents as excited. And I thought I would be a lot more excited about now as an adult going to my kid's school. I hate it. I hate having to go to my kid's school. I don't know what it is because I love school. I love kids. I love teachers. But for some reason, I must pick up a lot of the negative energy. I don't know what it is. So we're sitting there as we're being lectured by some of the teachers, some of the deans, and it was to me very unsettling. And they're good people. I mean, nobody did anything wrong. Maybe it was because, you know, you saw a couple of the women, you know, click up, you know, where you know, they were with their friends, so they just kind of sat together, and then nobody really talked to each other. And everybody kind of, you know, maybe it's because I felt like I was in high school again. I went to four different high schools. I had to be a freshman twice in 1 year. You know, I had to be a new freshman at two different schools freshman year. And I guess maybe I was so traumatized by that, you know, now when you're around, you know, co-students, even though they're now older than you, but we're all kind of roughly the same age because our kids are all in high school. I don't know. It didn't feel good. So luckily my husband was there. So immediately, you know, like in the high school days, you kind of cuddle up to your boyfriend. You sit tight. You know, we kind of sat near the back. Okay. You know, and, you know, I'm kind of just holding on to his arm all tight. Like, you know, oh boy, I can't be here, you know, cause it's like high school. And then of course, you know, the phones were going off. So all right, I was sitting there and texting. So it's just very, very weird how it just kind of took you back to that and how I thought I had good memories of high school, but I guess my body didn't. My body must have been traumatized by that rejection, being bullied, being lectured to by teachers. But I gotta tell you, I learned something really, really interesting that I gotta share with you guys. Many of you guys probably have already heard about this, okay? The deans and the professors and the teachers were trying to, you know, make us parents aware of the dangers of social media. And we know that there's Facebook and tweeting and child predators, etc. But the school was really, really smart in what they did. They had us watch this video called The Dangers of Social Media, Child Predator Social Experiment, done by a Kobe person. I think this has been circulating around the internet. And this Kobe guy, a pretty smart kid, okay, because I guess he makes this video. I don't know if he kind of joined with a production company as well. But what he decides to do is he puts up a Facebook profile of a Jason Biazo. Looks like a good, clean-cut kid. Looks like a typical Facebook profile, okay? Then what he does is he finds a couple girls, and he starts texting them and garners a relationship and develops a relationship within 3-4 days where he gets them to meet him either in the park or in his van. And you'd think nobody would be that stupid, but these girls are. So in one case, you see him texting going, where do you live? So she gives the exact address. We're talking about 12, 13, 14, 15-year-old girls. Then he goes to the park. Then he goes, where do you want to meet? She's like, well, let's go to the park across from my house. Where do you live? Gave the address. So he's sitting there. But what he did is he had the girl's father, okay, hiding out to be there. So when she goes to meet the guy, and the guy doesn't even look like his Facebook profile, when he's like, hey, I'm Jason, she starts coming up to him. Just a complete stranger in the park. Could have been a 50-year-old, you know, bad guy, bad woman, whatever. Father jumps out going, what are you doing? You know, and she all, you know, gets all upset and whatever. Next instance, I guess somebody texted the girl, you know, my brother, do you want to go somewhere? I got to wait till my dad is gone. Or I have to wait till my dad is asleep. So I guess dad leaves. So the child texts back, okay, I could go, I could meet you or whatever. So he goes, my brother will pick you up. He'll be in a van. So she goes to the van and jumps inside a van at night. Parents in the back of the van going, what the hell are you doing? You're so stupid, blah, 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 blah. And the girl screaming and crying, etc. And then another instance, a little baby 12-year-old girl. Again, writes, I got to wait for my dad. Don't come over till my dad's gone. All right, where do you live? She gives the address. He comes, of course, with the dad, knocks on the door. She opens the door wide open. Boom. It was a very, very eye-opening video. Even though I know about child predators, you know, et cetera, what's not so eye-opening is how your 12-year-old daughter, if you have one, or son, could sit there and give away the farm, your address, money, where you work as a parent. There could be some real, real bad people out there. So my suggestion is to confiscate the phones, look at the phones, know every single thing your child is doing, and maybe have your child watch this video, The Dangers of Social Media. So what I did is while the orientation was going on, I tried to mess with my son. Now, my phone obviously has my ID. So what I did is I texted my son, the older one, and I said something to the effect of I found this phone. I don't know who it belongs to. Who are you? And my son is kind of like, you know, he doesn't want to answer at first. And he's like, I have this phone, Mr. Wax. Is this your wife's phone? And my son writes, I am not revealing my ID. Just leave the phone where it is. See, good job. I thought my son was going to be dense and say, you know what? I've been dying to have an iPhone 6. If you're telling me my mom's phone is out there in the open, come to this address. I'll pay you $20 to get my mom's phone. But he didn't do that. He was smart. And then I tried to mess with him, and then, you know, he knew it was me. Mess with your kids. Why not? Hey, look, it'll save their lives. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax.
Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guy, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. All right, don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, former President Jimmy Carter has revealed that he is fighting cancer and advanced stage cancer. I wrote about this for Epic Times, Jerry Doyle's website, Epic Times. time, so please check out the article. Apparently, he had surgery August 3rd to remove a tumor, a mass in his liver, and it was diagnosed as cancer. But they can't tell where the cancer is coming from. According to a statement, he said, recent liver surgery revealed that I have cancer that is now in other parts of my body. I will be rearranging my schedule as necessary so I can undergo treatment by physicians at Emory Healthcare. Now, he also says, at this time, we do not have details on what the primary source could be, but family history... Oh, I'm sorry. This is something that I wrote. Why am I giving President Carter credit for what I wrote? Okay? I'm reading my own article. Yeah, see? I don't even have my own article memorized for my show. Unfortunately, here's the thing. He's 90 years old, and when you find a tumor in the liver, if it's not a primary liver tumor, which is more rare, it's assumed that a tumor in the liver is metastasis or the spread of another sort of cancer. And he has an extensive family history of pancreatic cancer. Now, he credits his long life and being able to live until his 90s because he never smoked. In fact, I think he said he was the only person in his family that didn't smoke. So, as we get more information, we'll keep you posted. But, I mean, you know, he's a pretty strong guy, 90 years old. Unfortunately, his age is going to determine how aggressive his doctors are going to decide on treatment. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. One of my favorite TV shows is Boardwalk Empire. I know it's already ended, and I've seen every single episode, and I urge you to. But the one criticism I have of Boardwalk Empire is they didn't dive into a lot more of the history than they could have, and they spent a lot of time on the fiction part. And one piece of information that they didn't really they started to touch upon was President Warren Harding. All right, he apparently had a affair while he was married, and he had a love child. And I believe this occurred before he was president. And Nan Britton, which was the woman, okay, who was accused of having had an affair with him, in Boardwalk Empire, they made it appear, you know, she thought she was going to move into the White House. He was going to take care of her and the baby. And I don't think that ever happened. Well, apparently now there is DNA testing that has confirmed that President Warren Harding did father a love child with Nan Britton. And this is according to Harding's grandnephew, Dr. Peter Harding. He instigated the DNA testing. They say the story hangs over the whole presidential history because it was an unsolved mystery. Peter Harding tested his DNA against that of James Blasing, which is Britton's grandson, and found that they were second cousins. Therefore, Blasing's mother, Elizabeth Ann, had to be Warren G. Harding's daughter. So, I love history, so anytime I, you know, find some medical scoops on history, etc., I love to share it. But I didn't realize there was any doubt, but I guess somebody did. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. This was a very, very interesting medical article, medical headline that came out. All right, and before I tell you what it's about, I remember in the 80s, margarine was a biggie, and everybody was saying, you know, eat margarine, it's better and it's safer than butter. And I remember my mom going, No, eat real food. Butter is probably, she still bought the margarine, but I remember her talking to us about real versus processed or fake food, so to speak. And since margarine was more made, obviously, man-made, maybe it's not the safer choice. Well, now we're being told that butter appears to be fine for you, but things like margarine could kill you. This is being reported at stuff.co.nz for New Zealand, although it seems to be all over. But saturated fat found in butter, meat, or cream is unlikely to kill you, but margarine may. All right? Traditionally, people have been advised to reduce animal fats, all fats. But I guess there's this study that has come out saying it really does not increase the risk of stroke, heart disease, or diabetes. We're talking about saturated fat and butter, meat, cream. But trans fats found in processed foods like margarine, these raise the risk of death by 34% in less than a decade. According to study lead author Dr. Russell D'Souza, he says, for years, everyone has been advised to cut the fats. He is an assistant professor at the Department of Clinical Epidemiology and Biostatistics at McMaster University in Canada. He said trans fats have absolutely no health benefits and pose a significant risk for heart disease, but the case for saturated fat is less clear. He says, we are not advocating increasing more saturated fats, but we don't see evidence that higher limits would be specifically beneficial to health. He says saturated fats mainly come from animal products, butter, cows, milk, meat, egg yolks, plant products, chocolate, palm oil, but trans fats are produced industrially from plant oils, from margarine, snack foods, and packaged goods. They say guidelines recommend that saturated fats be limited to less than 10%, trans fats to less than 1% to reduce the risk of heart disease and stroke. So this new research looked at 50 studies looking at more than 1 million people, and they found that there was no evidence that saturated fat hurt you. So I guess saturated fats was quote-unquote vilified back in the 1950s when research suggested a link between high dietary fat intake and deaths from heart disease. But the author of that study looked at data only from 6 countries and did not take into account data from another 16 that did not fit with his hypothesis. Now, whenever I hear something like that, that gets really, really mad. That really makes me mad. I hate manipulation of the data. So they're saying this big study back in the 1950s that was supposed to prove that saturated fats were bad for you was basically taken from 6 countries, but the other 16 that didn't really go with the hypothesis thrown out and not included in the sample size. You know, that's like saying everybody has brown eyes. All right, so you have 100 people. Yet 20 people have the brown eyes, 80 people don't. So you take those 20 people and go, my sample size is 20 people, and 20 out of 20 had it. Yeah, that, to me, that's fake. Anyway, so the new research found no clear association between higher intake of saturated fats and conditions such as coronary heart disease, cardiovascular disease, or type 2 diabetes. By contrast, they say trans fats was associated with a 34% increase in death over an 8.5-year period, a 28% increase in risk of death from coronary heart disease, and a 21% increase in the risk of cardiovascular disease. So, trans fats, this is, you know, it's going to be interesting. I'm wondering when the studies are going to be between sugar and artificial sweeteners. All right? I mean, you know, we're so hell-bent on, you know, on manipulating things man-made, and to think that we could make things better than something in nature, and we can't. Your body knows how to process fat from a cow or a zebra or a chicken that you eat. Your body knows how to process that a hell of a lot better than something we manipulate from plant oils. Now, I'm not saying go and eat the real butter, but just, you know, the more that man manipulates, it doesn't necessarily mean the healthier it is. Okay? And so I would suggest doing everything in moderation. Watch your trans fats. The trans fats are really, really bad. All right? Try to cut back on regular fats. Make sure you're exercising. Make sure you burn it off. And try to put more pure into your body. Right? You know, many of you guys are purists. You're naturalists. Good for you. Okay? But don't be buying supplements and pills and packaged products saying natural. I mean, just eat the gosh darn apple or eat the gosh darn pomegranate. Okay? I mean, you know, if you're going to go natural, go natural. And, you know, same thing. You know, rather than, you know, butter up, well, this is margarine, so I could eat more. And that's another thing, too. Another big thing we're noticing is people with the sugar-free or people with, going for margarine, they'll put more than if it's real butter because they think it's healthier. And not entirely, the truth. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We're going to talk about a phone app. If you're stoned, that should tell you if you're too stoned to drive. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now, a twice-as-nice Twin Kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Munchies. 1-877-DOC-TALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, another piece I wrote for Epic Times is there's an app out there that is supposed to help you. If you get baked or blitzed or stoned, right, with marijuana and want to drive, but you can't tell if you're too stoned to drive, it's called the My Canary or Canary app. So you could kind of gauge your personal performance and see if you are able to operate a vehicle and not be impaired. I mean, where are we now right now? Okay, so we got four states with legalized marijuana, and I believe we have 23 states that allow medical marijuana, right? Yeah, okay. But the police don't have an accurate and a consistent means to check for impairment. You know, the Colorado Department of Transportation reported 116 deaths due to quote-unquote drugged driving last year. So there's this app that was developed by Mark Silverman, and it claims to test the driver by four different tests. It's only about, I think, a $4.99 app. And what it does is it measures memory, balance, reaction time, and divided attention, as well as time perception. So I guess it's supposed to look at mental and physical performance tests, which, of course, can be impaired after smoking marijuana, or alcohol, or prescription drugs, or even exhaustion. So, I guess they use state-of-the-art metrics and these super-fast games that are supposed to be pretty fun. And you basically do a baseline when you're not baked and not stoned. So, you do a baseline test, and then it should be in your record or your profile. Okay? Then, when you party or whatever, you want to get into a car, you go and you test yourself. I think it's about 2 minutes long. And it'll give you a red light or a green light or a yellow light telling you if, you can, continue and go and drive away or not. Apparently, this app, I guess, got an endorsement from the representatives of the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws called NORML. And it's available on iPhone, iPad. It's supposed to combine decades of research. According to Alan St. Pierre, executive director of NORML, NORML's purpose is to influence public opinion to legalize the responsible use of marijuana. Canary is the first app to provide consumers with the scientific information they need to accurately evaluate their performance privately, anywhere, etc. I mean, I got to give this guy credit. He definitely did his homework. And, he worked with, I think he also worked with a, I'm trying to see who else. There was a Leonard Freeling, a published author on the impact of marijuana on functioning. He's also an attorney. He says the identification of THC, which is the tetrahydrocannabinol, the kind of psychedelic component of marijuana. They write that the identification of THC in blood is poorly associated with users' impairment on performance, which I agree with. The big thing we're trying to do is when it comes to marijuana, test the blood. Well, you could have marijuana in your system for weeks. So, how do we know if you're currently impaired or if you're not? All right. And then how do we know if you just smoked if you're impaired or if marijuana circulating for 3-4 weeks can still impair you? Because people will say with the blood test, wait a second, that I haven't smoked in 2-3 weeks. So you're looking at it as, okay, well, then I guess you aren't currently intoxicated. But what if a 3-week-old, joint, roach, right? I don't know, whatever, left metabolites in the system that can mess you up. Why don't we just test the ability and your impairment right then and there? So it kind of makes sense. They say of great importance that Canary is not limited to marijuana's impact, alcohol's impact, or any specific cause of behavioral impairment. What we all need to know on the spot is, are we functioning up to our personal normal standards? According to a recent Gallup poll, nearly half of Americans are concerned about how the implementation of statewide marijuana legalization laws may impact traffic safety. Here's my problem, okay? I don't really have a lot of high hopes for this app, because we need to assume that somebody is going to take it before they get into the car. All right? And I don't know if this app is anything the police could use. I really would like to see a marijuana breathalyzer test. Okay? I would love to see that. Okay? Because I know there's a lot of, I know we could come up with a level in the blood, that could, be over the legal limit. But like we talked about with alcohol the other day, even one drink could impair somebody. So how do you stoically and arbitrarily just pick one level? So that doesn't seem to work. And if somebody just smoked, all right, you would pick it up in the lungs. So I would say, come up with a breathalyzing test. I know it's not that easy, And I know they're pretty expensive. But by the way, they do recommend that when you do take these tests, make sure you drop the fatty, the blunt, the bold, the doobie, the nug, or peanut prior to taking the test. All right, so you know what? I like in my article, I said I give them an A for trying. I'm glad somebody is trying to, come up with some means. I don't really see a lot of marijuana users paying the $5. And if it's not going to protect them in court, then I don't really see this going very far. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Many of you guys are not checking yourselves for osteoporosis. Men and women need to. And a recent study has come out saying 1 in 4 women in the United States has osteoporosis. Senior women. Close to 6% of men in this age group also have osteoporosis. I'm with you right now. The numbers are way more. And osteoporosis is weakening of the bones. And you do not want weakening of the bones because the older you get, the more likely you are to fall. And if you fall and you break a hip, very, very dangerous, and you could die. Okay? Blood clots, pneumonia, inability to move, getting pressure ulcers, sepsis, etc. Now, the precursor condition to osteoporosis is osteopenia. Many of you guys will look at your bone density scan, your DEXA scan, men or women, and it says osteopenia. So it means bone mass is starting to lower. It's before you get to osteoporosis. And this we see in your 50s and 60s. And there's been a lot of debate on using these medications to help slow down osteoporosis. And sometimes because we're concerned about side effects, one study showed, or multiple studies showed, that it could also increase your risk of fractures, the medicine in and of itself. So many people just don't know what to do. Well, what I recommend to everybody is try not to get osteoporosis in the first place. Okay? I recommend starting to screen your bone mineral density, all right, at 50 for women. Men, depend on the risk factors, could do it at 50 also. I've been starting to screen most of my men, though, at age 60 because I think that's when insurance will pay for it. But one is try and get, as soon as you turn 50, your baseline. As you're going into menopause and men, as you're going into andropause, try to get your baseline. Many of you guys at 50 are already starting to thin. I want you guys to keep up your exercise. I want to make sure you have food high in calcium and vitamin D. If you're popping calcium pills, I can't say that's going to work as well, even though we do recommend supplementation. Now, do the calcium pills really help build the bone? You really should have taken in your calcium when you were a teenager, when your bones were growing. If you didn't take in enough calcium then, you didn't build up enough stores. However, there's still a lot of things you could do. What we don't want to do is have low potassium, calcium in your blood, or low dietary calcium adding more injury, okay, salt to the wound. So that's why we recommend still keep your calcium up. You got to be careful. We recommend when your bones are thinning about 1,500 milligrams of calcium a day. But you can't pop all that at once because your body will only absorb about 500 of it. So you got to kind of divvy it up between three times a day. For vitamin D, we used to say 400 units. Then we went up to 600 units. Now we're saying about 800 to 1,000 units. Of course, getting some sun will strengthen the bones, but you got to be careful of skin cancer. All right, guys, when we come back, underwear to protect your pelvic area from Wi-Fi. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Sorry, I'm battling a cold. I'm trying to not to sound too snotty, but I'm kind of all boogery, and I really, really apologize. What's really nice is my microphone screen captures the boogers for me. Have you guys ever gone fishing with a net, and then you get a whole bunch of stuff in the net, and then you're like, oh my gosh, and I could have had fish in my net, but instead I got all this stuff, but then you're like, wait a second, I just made the river clear, you know, for the fish. That's how I feel. All right, my microphone, right, gets all the boogers, all the spew, all the food pieces from that morning spewed onto it. Yeah, I clean it. And I just saved the nearby Earth atmosphere from the contents that came from my nasal pharyngeal passages. So I'm pretty happy about that. All right. I have been freaked out about cell phones and radiation. All right. And I've told you guys why. When they talked about laptops frying men's testicles and them not being very fertile if they have laptops on their lap, and then remember there were some high school students that did a science fair project where they had the, I don't know if it was the Wi-Fi box or the Ethernet or whatever in the house, and then they put plants at a foot, 2 feet, 3 feet, 4 feet, 5 feet away, and the plants close by died. All right? And you were like, what? And they claimed it was probably the heat given off by the network. And I was like, no, it doesn't get that hot. So I have been kind of scared. Well, apparently, there is a Joseph Perkins from London. And it's created a range of underwear fitted with silver cages to protect them from the radiation. Protect them, meaning men's sperm. And mobile devices, I guess there have been some studies looking at how mobile cell phones can possibly hurt sperm. I'm looking right now at a man wearing this wireless underwear. He's shirtless. The underwear, they look like boxer briefs. They're blue, but the package area, it looks a little too full, if you ask me. You know, I mean, I think people would be giggling when he walked by. He may like it because he appears more full, but I would be afraid of knocking over the pencils and the stapler on the desk. Here's a quote. The inventor said, like so many people, my smartphone and laptop use has increased dramatically in recent years, which makes you realize that I'm exposing myself to large amounts of electromagnetic radiation, most centered on my groin. Why is your cell phone near your groin, people? Cell phones need to be carried, I don't know, carry it on your back belt, you know, or on the side, I don't know. With his physics background, I knew there must be a way to shield from electromagnetic radiation using a simple solution. By the way, I never put my phone in my bra. One is the iPhone 6. I mean, it's already huge. I mean, it's like the size of two decks of cards. And my bras really don't have that much breathing room because, unfortunately, I already kind of fill up most of the space in the bra. And again, I just don't want anything near a body part I'm worried about. And again, I don't have a lot of scientific truth to that, but, you know, it's just something that I avoid. I keep the phone away. I tell my boys to keep the phones away from their lilies, and they know exactly what I'm talking about. Okay, they are called Faraday cages. There's a, described by Sir Richard Branson as underpants for superheroes. The wireless armor underwear, they say, contains a mesh of pure silver woven into the fabric that shields against 99.9% of electromagnetic radiation, which is emitted from devices like smartphones, tablets, and laptops. The mesh of silver is woven into the fabric of the pants, creating a Faraday cage. You know, I told my husband to keep it in the cage because, you know, sometimes I come home from work and it's like, you know, he's like ready to go and it's all out there. And I'm like, no, cage that up. So I totally get this whole Faraday cage thing. Faraday cages were named after inventor Michael Faraday, who used to protect electronics from interference by blocking the current. Systems, I guess, in government, banks, stock market servers are protected by this technology. The wireless armor range thin threads are silver and woven in with cotton. Not while the man is wearing it. They you know, do all the sewing separate, of course. It strengthens the underwear, makes them antimicrobial. Silver is very antimicrobial. That's pretty cool. And it says the underwear will still smell fresh. Now, I don't know if it does anything to skin marks, okay? We'll have to let you know. Each pair is 20% silver. They come as tight-fitting boxer briefs, or loose trunks. There are two versions of each, a 360-degree model that protects from radiation in the front and back pockets, or a 180 model that only provides protection in the front of the body. It has been tested, and it looks okay. Cost $38 for the 180-degree protection and $55 for the 360-degree protection. So, I don't know. I mean, you know, there was a study that I guess looked at sperm. They looked at 1,492 Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Anyway, this was an ocean of sperm with the aim at clarifying the potential influence of mobile phones on fertility. In control groups, 50 to 85% of sperm had normal movement. The researchers found this proportion fell by an average of 8 percentage points when there was exposure to cell phones. See, here's my thing. I got the iPhone 6, and when it vibrates, like, I don't know if you guys have counters. I have counters at work, you know, near the lab. When the phone vibrates, I could feel it 6 feet away, and it's scary. All right, I am like, wow, that's a powerful vibration. I'm wondering if also part of the damage is the vibratory part. Excuse me, I don't know. We'll see. All right, 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Breaking news has surrounded the China explosions. And chemical specialists are now being sent to Tianjin. And they're going to handle the chemicals after warehouse explosions left at least 50 dead. The death toll was 44 about an hour or two ago. Now it's up to 50. The blast occurred last night, ripped through an industrial port area, destroying buildings, shipping containers, and thousands of new cars. Not sure what caused the blast and whether chemicals have leaked. 3,500 residents right now are spending the night in temporary shelters. Firefighters are already at the scene. Unfortunately, 12 firefighters are among the dead. Very, very dangerous time. Their warehouse that exploded is owned by a company called Ruhai Logistics, which handles toxic chemicals, including sodium cyanide, toluene, diocyanate, according to reports. If you take a look at some of the images, I mean, it looks like nuclear blast. They say two successive explosions occurred at 2330 local time last night, caused a fireball visible from space and a blast wind that broke windows several kilometers away. Large area of the port was devastated. Shipping containers were left buckled, bent, toppled on top of each other like toy bricks. When you look at these pictures, it just blows your mind. A man who was working as a security guard in a nearby factory told the BBC that he saw there was fire but did not expect explosions. Suddenly he heard a bang. He got down immediately, but he still got injured. His security booth was destroyed completely. Other people just wanted to shock. Migrant worker dormitory got ripped apart. But like I said, death toll right now is at about 50. We'll keep you guys posted as we get more information. And, of course, our hearts and prayers are to those out there. We got a lot more to talk about. We're coming up on break. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTALI. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.